State Attorney General Maura Healey has reached a multi-million-dollar settlement with a debt collection firm. Authorities say the company was targeting vulnerable Massachusetts residents and doing so illegally. WBUR's Simone Rios has the story.
Healey's office says Portfolio Recovery Associates targeted low-income, elderly, and disabled consumers in Massachusetts, collecting money from people whose incomes were exempt from debt collection liabilities. The attorney general says while it is legal to collect on debt, it's unlawful to do the kind of aggressive pressuring and intimidating of consumers that Portfolio was engaging in. Healey says the company tried to collect on debts that were so old they were unenforceable and didn't inform consumers of their rights.
It lied to consumers. It knew that they were on Social Security. It knew that they were receiving disability. And instead of not collecting on this, pressured these folks into paying these debts using that exempt income, using their Social Security money, their disability money. So that's a problem.
Portfolio has settled with the AG's office for $4 million. The money will go to thousands of consumers who Healey says were subject to the company's deceptive and unfair collection practices. Portfolio does not admit to any wrongdoing, but it has agreed to stop targeting people whose only income is exempt from debt collection. The company also agreed that if it can't prove a debt is valid, it won't try to collect it. Julia Jones lives in Boston. She says Portfolio came after her for less than $1,000, but when the company couldn't document the original source of the debt, she turned to the attorney general. Jones says having debt collectors coming after you is like having a weight around your neck.
It's hard to have limited resources in the first place, but then when you get these constant reminders, you're not good. I think it kind of erodes your dignity.
Portfolio Recovery Associates did not respond to a request for comment on the settlement. Healey says she hopes other companies engaging in questionable collection practices will take the settlement as a warning. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.